Now, to make infrared observations, you can't look through the atmosphere. You can't work from mountaintops. If you look at the lowest panel here, you can see that even at the highest observatories, you're looking at long wavelengths. And this is a scale here in so-called microns, where 1 micron is about twice the wavelength of visible light. So if you're looking at 100 microns, you're looking at 200 times longer wavelengths than the wavelength to which the eye is sensitive. You need special equipment for that. But also, what is shown here is how much atmospheric obscuration has to be gone through. At 10 microns, you can work fairly well from the ground. Also, at 2 microns over here, you can work fairly well from the ground. But between 20 microns, or 40 times the wavelength to which light is sensitive, the eye is sensitive, and about wavelengths of about a millimeter, which almost is the wavelength of radio waves, you can not even see through the atmosphere at altitudes as high as a mountain. It's all obscured, fogged in. You can go up in airplanes and fly over most of the water vapor that, and carbon dioxide, primarily water vapor, that obscures the radiation coming in from the universe, absorbs it, and doesn't allow it to pass through. And at balloon altitudes, they also do very well. But to really do extremely well, you have to go out in rockets. Rocket flights don't last very long. So your best bet is to build a telescope that you can mount in a satellite. And then you have a really clear view out into the universe. You don't have to worry about water vapor absorption or atmospheric absorption of any other kind.